You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
You're listening to Undertow, Simpson Falls.
An hour ago, we fled this place like bats out of hell. Now we're back, staring down the mirror monstrosity.
Looks quiet.
Too quiet. Ow, what was that for?
That was for the cliche.
So?
I hate cliches.
I hate missing an opportunity to say a good line.
Guys, how do we get in?
I suppose you thought this was like the movies and we'd help you have fun storming the castle.
Wouldn't hurt.
We're a couple of geeks, Sonya.
Well, I don't suppose my press pass will help me too much around here. Shit. Well, Tony said something about a phone number he could text. I wonder...
Oh, shit. Sonya, get down. It's the sheriff.
Oh, I fucking hate that guy. All right.
Good evening, Sheriff.
Good evening yourself, Digby. What brings you out here tonight?
Just doing some scouting.
Uh-huh. Scouting.
For the tours.
Is that right? Is this fan up to date on its inspection?
Wow. You know, actually, I have a question for you.
I'm the one who asks the questions.
Do you have jurisdiction here?
Excuse me?
My understanding is that the town sold this street to the Malleus Corporation, and the Malleus Corporation is wealthy enough to hire private security. In fact, I've been looking at some of their expense reports, and their budget for said security is very high, more than the entire tax base of the town.
Digby, that makes me think of something I've been pondering for a while.
Yes? What's that, sir?
I can't believe they don't make you get a permit for what you do. Hell... That's a good idea, don't you think? I could ring up Marty, and with a little muscle, we could get that ordinance passed within a week. How would that go for your little operation?
I follow all the laws, sir. We're strictly by the book.
Good. Then you won't mind me taking a look in the back there.
Actually, no.
No? What the hell do you mean by no?
I mean, I'm not doing anything wrong and you don't have a search warrant, and I'm not convinced you have jurisdiction here.
That's the way you want to play this, Digby? Think long and hard about your move here. Town's not that big.
I'm respectfully exercising my rights as a U.S. citizen, sir.
All right, you arrogant motherfucker. Enough of that...
Sheriff?
Since when is your van yellow?
Sir?
I'm only asking you this one time. Since when is your van yellow?
It's not.
Then how do you explain this?
What?
Step out of the vehicle.
Sheriff, I don't think that's a...
Get out!
Yep, That's yellow.
So you don't have an explanation?
No.
You lying bastard. Well, I'm writing you a ticket.
You're what?
For unlawful discoloration of your vehicle.
Well, that was weird.
We're too late.
What?
Didn't you see the flash?
No. Oh, shit.
Look at the top floor. It's all kinds of crazy colors.
What the hell are you talking about?
We went sideways.
Here's your ticket. Now don't let me catch you turning your van colors again on my watch.
No, sir.
All right. Get out of here.
What the fuck was that about?
It already happened. Your friend Tony went through the portal.
Shit!
We've jumped the tracks between dimensions. Anything could be different now.
Like, your van could be yellow. Or the rock station could be playing polka music.
Or Hitler couldn't have been assassinated.
What?
Oh, fuck. What are we gonna do, Digby?
We get the word out. People have gotta know what's happening. Maybe someone out there will know what to do.
Guys, I'm a reporter. You wanna get the word out? Let's do it. We can get this published.
Wait, who are you?
What?
You're blurry. When did we pick you up?
What do you mean, blurry?
Oh, it's him.
Who?
Ricky Hill.
He's hitching a ride. What do you say?
I don't know.
Stop!
Hey, the blurry person is saying something.
You think we should pick him up. What's your name?
Sonia.
Sonia. You know Ricky?
Yeah, he's friends with Tony, my partner. He might have some clue what's going on.
Good enough for me.
What's going on, Ricky?
Can you take me back to my place?
Sure. Get in.
Thanks.
Sorry about your truck.
Not worried about my truck. Worried about everything else.
What they did was horrible.
At least I got my hearing back. I was worried I wouldn't for a while.
What happened?
I was attacked.
A couple drunk teenagers came after him, threw a brick through his window, and nearly killed him. You didn't read that?
When was that?
Nearly 3 weeks ago.
Is it because of your land?
You know about that?
Ricky, I've stayed at your house.
You what?
Holy shit. You're a different person.
Digby, who is this woman?
Hitchhiker we picked up at the gas station outside of town?
Is that what happened? Things got blurry for a second.
I think she said her name was Sonia?
Guys, I'm a reporter from the Boston Circle. I'm here to talk about the new hospital in town.
A reporter from the who?
Never mind, it's a big paper. Digby and Madge helped me put together the dots about what's going on in this town. You guys remember that?
Vaguely.
I can help get the story out to the world.
Uh-huh. Heard that one before.
Look, I find myself believing in things I thought were impossible 24 hours ago. Give me some credit.
Digby, you know this woman's all right?
It's hard to say. I just met her.
I'm all right.
If I bring up the leech monster, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I've been up close and personal with it.
It's my fault it's here. It's part of me.
What?
I split in two a long time ago because of something I did to a friend of mine. I was jealous that I could keep his sister for myself, but I didn't mean to kill him.
What?
He's talking about his friend Tony. Ricky tells any drunk who'll listen to that story. Been haunting him for 20-something years.
You killed Tony?
No one believes me, which is almost the worst part. It'd be easier to deal with if they gave me time, sent me to juvie, but instead it's just like... No one cares. Only me. And that monster which feeds off me.
The leech monster is here because of you?
It's gotten bigger over the years, feeding off people's nasty thoughts and petty grievances. It comes and goes, but always seems to come roost around my place, where the old dam used to be. So I'm thinking, one of these nights, I'll go out there and kill it.
How?
Well, I got myself a boat.
You're gonna go kill a sea monster with a boat?
I was expecting to use a shotgun when I got out there.
Call me crazy, but Can you help me get across the river? I need to get into that fancy hospital, and the front door option didn't work out.
Don't see why not. So that's your aim, ma'am. You want to go monster hunting.
Like nothing I've ever felt. There's a part of that story I don't like to think about. It was there in Honduras after I got the news. I sat in stunned silence, looking at the old CRT monitor for a long time, processing what I'd just heard.
Mom's sick.
I booked tickets home that very minute. There was a flight leaving in 2 hours from the airport. I had my day bag on me, and I took a taxi straight there. I never looked back. But I learned the consequences of my actions when I got back to the States.
Final boarding call for United Flight 2295 to Belize City, boarding at gate C27.
Reports are now coming out about the disappearance of Alberto Blanco.
Wait, what?
Famous investigative reporter last seen in Honduras investigating the disappearance of civil rights activists.
Oh shit, oh my god.
Alberto's work alongside photographer partner Sonia Proud was recently shortlisted for a Pulitzer and had been named by Human Rights Watch as journalists at risk due to their work, which put them at odds both with local paramilitary groups and the government.
Alberto.
Alberto was my partner. We were this close to cracking a story about the ongoing disappearance of environmental activists. And then I left. I told him I was going out for a couple hours. And no one ever saw or heard from him again. After that, my career fell apart. I was there for my mom and my sister, and that was important. That was a decision I would never take back. But still, I let my partner down. No matter how badly Tony did me, I wasn't about to let that happen again.
We're here.
All right, I'm gonna run in for a second.
Why?
Left my camera behind!
She's quite the character.
When she was local, we could use her help.
Ah, found my camera. Most powerful weapon I have. Can you make a backup of this?
Your memory card? Sure. Sorry, it's blank.
What?
Wiped. Empty.
Fuck!
What was on it?
Nothing. All right, let's try this. Can I type an email address out for you?
Okay.
All right. That's my sister, my editor, and then another editor to try in case the first one's an asshole. And that is my full name, if I even exist wherever we are now.
You worried about going missing?
Am I still blurry?
Yeah.
Then the answer is yes. If you need to get in touch with them, tell them what you told me. About the shell companies, the shady financial reports, the bribes for permits. Make sure my disappearance is tied to all of that.
We'll make sure word gets out.
Oh, shit.
Who's that? Looks like Marty's pickup.
You guys get out of here.
We can't just leave you two.
Ricky and I are going out on the water, aren't we?
Looks like we are.
Ricky! Howdy, howdy, it's your friend Marty. We want to talk to you about throwing bricks at Edwin's boy.
What the hell is Digby's van doing here?
Maybe he wants to put Ricky on the map? Doesn't make any sense.
There's a light on in the house. I say we go check.
Ricky! Ricky, come on! Just looking for a friendly palaver! Why not come out and say hello?
Aw, hell.
Police! Slow down!
Edwin, you moron! You can't fire off fucking shots at a goddamn tour guide!
Don't touch my gun!
Here, help me get the outboard seated.
Shit, when you said boat, I was thinking something a little bigger.
This is what we got. Besides, I don't think the monster is as big as it looks. I think it's hollow inside.
Let's hope you're right. I do not love the water.
I was born on it, so to speak. I'd really like to get my gun.
Yeah, I don't think your shotgun would do you much good anyways.
Huh. I think you're right. Okay, let's get on out of here.
Shit! There's Ricky!
He's taking off!
Do something! Well, down!
Oh, fuck! Shit! Whew. Close call.
I'd say we're just getting ourselves into trouble.
That's true.
Why are you so eager to get yourself disappeared?
My friend's out there. Tony. I think you know him.
Shit.
I'm thinking maybe I can help him undo something he's done. I think you feel the same way?
I do. But sometimes, the more you try to fix something, the worse it gets.
Yeah, well, let's hope this isn't one of those times.
Hi there. If you're a fan of Undertow, I know you love immersive entertainment. And let's be real, as much as we all love podcasts, nothing is quite the same as going out to see a movie in the theater. The experience of being with friends, getting your popcorn, and the sheer impact of the visual and sound experience, exactly as the filmmakers intended. If you crave that experience, then Regal Unlimited just makes sense. Regal Unlimited is the all-you-can-watch movie subscription pass that pays for itself in just two visits. See any 2D movie anytime with no blackout dates or restrictions. And when you want to watch a movie in a premium format like 4DX, IMAX, RPX, or ScreenX, your Regal Unlimited membership gets you into those premium experiences at reduced cost. And you'll save not just on tickets, you save on snacks with 10% off all non-alcoholic concession items. So if you're planning to see just two movies this month, you need to join Regal Unlimited. Sign up now in the Regal app or on rigmovies.com. That's regmovies.com/unlimited. rigmovies.com/unlimited. Sign up for Regal Unlimited using code UNDERTOW24 and earn 10% off a three-month subscription. Regal Unlimited, the all-you-can-watch movie subscription, pays yourself in just two visits. Sign up now, code UNDERTOW24. Do you ever wonder who's looking over your shoulder when you're exploring the web? Do you want to keep tracking cookies, curious websites, and your internet service provider from sniffing out too much about your browsing activity? What about gaining the ability to virtually travel to different parts of the world and reshape your internet experience? Well, enter NordVPN. NordVPN protects your internet privacy and lets you go borderless. You can experience sporting events and entertainment that aren't available in your region. When you're on the go, NordVPN protects your data while accessing public Wi-Fi, and in tandem with the Nord Threat Protection Service, protects you from malicious downloads, viruses, and phishing sites. Best of all, this protection is laser fast, so avoid buffering and lagging while streaming or gaming, and stop your ISP from bandwidth throttling. If you've never used a VPN before, you may be surprised how much your internet experience is shaped by what country of origin you're believed to be from. I've actually had quite a bit of fun using NordVPN as a learning tool with my kids. We change around our virtual location, go to different countries, revisit familiar websites from a new country of origin, and see how things are different. For the cost of a cup of coffee a month, your NordVPN account can be used on up to 6 devices. So why wait? Get the best discount off your NordVPN plan by going to nordvpn.com/undertow. Our link will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. And there's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. That's nordvpn.com/undertow.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Silence. Overpowering roar of the waves. Silence. They're the same thing. They bleed into each other. The culmination of noise is silence, fullness, and absence, the same. I understand it. Finally. The Dark Tome has been calling me all these years and begging me to give up the entire time. What just happened?
I needed something, and you brought me to it.
Who the fuck are you? What are you talking about?
I needed you to free me. Goodbye, Tony.
When did I lose her? When did I have her? I fall in the river, and I feel my lungs fill. I feel the overpowering force, and I succumb to it. Nothing I've ever felt feels so good as to stop resisting, and to let the river take me, and to gently slide to whatever comes next. But I never expected the next to be here.
Hello?
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 I'm not sure why I asked. I wasn't expecting a response. I only see what used to be Ricky. A shadow lands on me, a massive swelling of the millions of leeches joining into one dark mass overhead. But in the depths, there's a shape, a glimmer. So I dive. Swim through whatever stuff this place is made of. I grab something just settling into the muck. Dog tags. Dog tags. The ID for a warrior. They shimmer. In one moment. Blank. The reflection passes. And now there's a name. Ricky Hill. And it starts to click together.
Excuse me, sir.
Huh?
Can you help me?
What? Oh. Hey, kid. Where are your parents?
They left me, I think. I think they forgot about me when I went to the bathroom.
Your parents forgot about you.
Do you think you could give me a ride back to Simpson Falls?
And I go cold. Colder than ever before.
Kid, that makes no sense.
It will. Shit, we're coming up on the bridge.
The bridge with all the ghosts. Clarity strikes like lightning. There's the monster above me, dark, and its jaws are coming fast, and I don't have much time. I go somewhere in my mind while I still can. I visualize the flickering lights of a gas station. The moment when it happened. The car trundling up.
So, what happened to you? You look like you almost drowned.
I did.
What?
That's not important. We don't have much time. You need to listen to me, Tony.
How do you know my name?
This town is strange. Things are going to happen that seem impossible, untrustworthy. You're the only two you can trust. Everything else in the town can skip sideways like a train jumping tracks. Especially Ricky.
Tony, I hear words, but this kid is making no sense.
I'm just saying, if you two ever get split up, you need to get back together. It's important.
Do I know you?
Take this, Tony.
Dog tags? Where did you get these?
From an old friend. Just make sure Sonya gets them, if you ever get separated.
Memory. Yeah. It sure does skip tracks, doesn't it?
You really didn't see the kid?
Stop trying to scare me, Tony.
I'm not trying to scare you. He gave me these.
What are those?
Dog tags.
to identify a soldier's body.
Well, they're blank, so good luck with that. Why do you have them?
I don't know.
And then I'm back to the bottom of the river in whatever time and dimension I'm in. No dog tags. No light. And then I remember the sound. The creature above me, diving, swimming through the folds in the universe, and hungry for what I offer it. I can't run anymore. And so instead, I rise.
Ricky, can I ask you something?
Shoot.
Are you real?
What kind of question is that to ask somebody?
I've been bumping into a lot of ghosts lately.
This town is full of them. What is a ghost but the echo of what almost was? If you find ghosts where you find regret, then yeah, this town's full of them.
So?
So, where I come from is foggy. My last good memory was being 21 in Afghanistan. We were on a routine patrol around our FOB. It was the middle of the night. We were bored, exhausted, stressed, and wide awake all at the same time. Typical night. And then, pop! White. And I woke up in my house.
Really?
A brick had just come through my window, is what they told me. Couldn't hear or see right. Stood up, trying to understand what happened. Called the ambulance and they took nearly 3 hours to get to me. Had to drive me all the way to Bangor because there isn't a local hospital anymore because of that mirror monstrosity. Took me a while to come to grips with the fact that 15 years of my life had just vanished.
And you don't know what happened between Afghanistan and the brick through the window?
Mm-mm. No, I hear stories sometimes. About how I'm lost. Sitting at a booth in the bar rambling about a lost girl named Melissa. Or a friend I killed named Tony. But if I pry at those memories hard, it comes apart in my hands like chunks of mud. Come to think, I don't want to know. Not really.
Hey, I don't suppose these dog tags mean anything to you.
Are those mine?
They're blank. Or, well, they used to be.
Thanks for giving them back to me. I've been missing part of myself.
You're welcome. I wish I could tell you how I got them.
I think it might have something to do with that.
Yep, I think so too.
This is the point where any sensible people turn around.
That's right.
And we're planning to drive right on through it.
So far, so good.
Well, gunning her now. Let's see if we can ever get back the things we lost.
The whole river seems to rise up, coalescing into the form of the leech thing. Like Dorothy, I'm clicking my heels. Not saying there's no place like home, but instead saying there's no such thing as monsters. This thing feeds off what it's fed. That's what I tell myself, and I'm giving it nothing. Nothing but a good, big, fat thumb in the eye if I get close enough. It rises up from the river, and I feel like I know it. And leech is a good name for it. It's a thing that feeds off this town and its castaways. It feeds off their regrets, their asshole bravado, their descent into addiction, and it has grown fat. He came here for the dark tome and found a depressed town instead. Well, now it's got me to deal with. And then I see... Maria?
You were supposed to come to us, but you never did, Sonia.
No!
You always thought about yourself. You put yourself first. You never thought about us.
That's not true!
Don't let it get into you!
I blink, and it has me. I flop on my back, knocking my head on the stern of the boat. Darkness floats into my vision, but I fight to keep conscious. There are claws on me, pulling me, eager to drag me into the water.
Get off her!
Ricky starts whacking it with an oar. The scene is so absurd, I almost burst out laughing, monster or not. I struggle to free myself, but the harder I push, the deeper its claws get in. It's digging into me, dragging out every regret that's nearly taken me under. I remember that Skype call in Honduras. Except it's not the call I actually got. It's a different call. Because I'm in a different world right now.
Mom died. Mom died. Mom died.
I remember the news report.
Alberto Blanco is missing, along with his partner, Sonia Proud, both presumed murdered when an interview with a paramilitary group soured. Sonia Proud is missing.
I had to make a choice, one that was impossible, and this monster wants to make me realize that either way was a fuck-up. Give up your family or give up your career, as if life could be distilled so simply. I feel myself sinking. The tentacles are pulling me in. The water is all over me. I'm leaving the boat. And suddenly, I'm thinking about the heron. Just standing there in the water, hunting, perfectly at ease with itself and spearing fish with the elegant perfection of the hunter. Where's the heron within me? I stab it. It takes me a moment to figure out I'm holding the splintered shard of a broken paddle. It screams. Claws let loose, and the boat comes roaring out of the fog. Oh, shit! We careen into the rocks, and I'm nearly thrown overboard again. I ask Ricky to help me, to get the boat under control, but Ricky's not there. Was Ricky ever there? Ricky? A second accident in less than 8 hours. Hard on a body. And I think it's over, but it's not. The creature looms over me, and there's nowhere else for me to go. Nowhere to backpedal. I'm done. Just... Oh, God. Oh, shit. Oh, God. Ave Maria Purissima, llena de gracia, el Señor es contigo. Bendita eres entre...
Holy shit. You're Ricky. Some version of him. Whatever's left after the monster part digested you. We want the same thing, don't we? All right. Well, let's take these fuckers down.
Me and my new friend, the leech monster, scale up the wet rocks and onto the back campus of the Malleus Corporation. Like when I was on the inside, lights flicker, alarm sound, voices shout in fury. Demonic light flickers from the highest story of the facility, and the ground beneath my feet is as untrustworthy as a government official under oath. Well, Tony, here we go. Time to see if we can save your ass.
You've been listening to Simpson Falls, an original story for audio by Fred Greenhalgh. Written by Fred Greenhalgh and Greg Tulinen. Story by Fred Greenhalgh, William DeFreeze, Barry Dodd, and Greg Tulinen. Based on The Dark Tome, created by Fred Greenhalgh and William DeFreeze. Story consulting by Christopher Reynaga and Marguerite Croft. Sensitivity consulting by Molly and Dana. Simpson Falls features the talents of Tony Aiden Vaux as Tony Baxter, Stephanie Diaz as Sonia Proud, Jason Grazel as Ricky Hill and X in human form, Colleen A. Madden as Melissa, Anna Carvalho as Maria, Herbie Madden as young Tony, Vivian Madden as young Melissa, Denise Poirier as receptionist, dispatcher, and Roberta, Graham Rowett as Edwin, guard, and drunk, Holly Adams as Tanya and waitress, Kim Gordon as Cynthia, Lisa Stathopoulos as Maynard Mom and Jackie, Lucas Kroll as Kid Ricky, Maya Kolaski as Skeptical Teen, Moira Driscoll as Nurse Cody in Psychologist's Office, Nathan Dana Aldrich as Marty, Ned Donovan as Billy the Clown, Paul Belfoyle as Bartender, Local Man and Reporter, Peter Burkrot as Sheriff Warren, P.G. Oakland as Scott, Manager and Town Assessor, Ray Porter as Digby, Wendy Tremont King as Madge, Richard Fish as DJ, Richard McGonagall as Dr. Leopold, Sam Mowry as Leech Monster, Monster X, and Trucker, Tim Sample as Mr. Gussie, and William Steele as Psychologist. Additional voices by the cast. The Dark Tome was directed and produced by Fred Greenholge. Dialogue editing and sound design by Jason DeWald of Audio Evolutions, audioevolutions.net. Additional sound by Mind's Eye Productions. Final mix by Fred Greenholge. Original score by Hubert Campbell. Theme song, Here, My Friend, Your Future, by Frank Schulmeier. The Dark Tome Undertow was produced from lockdown with distributed performers across continental North America in locations traditionally stewarded by numerous indigenous tribes. The home base of Dagaz Media is in York County, Maine, ancestral land of the Wabanaki Confederacy. The fictionalized location of Simpson Falls is inspired by the Penobscot County region of Maine, the ancestral lands of the Penobscot Nation, the oldest continuous government in the world. Special thanks to Christopher Reynaga and the Point Mystic podcast, pointmystic.org, as well as Emily Burnham and Mary Sangiovanni. Simpson Falls is a Dagaz Media production presented by Realm. Find more shows like Undertow by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.